Well, Illinois Congressman Dan Manzullo joins us tonight. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Good. It's Don Manzullo. That's okay.
Hi, Congressman Dan Manzullo. Good to have you on the newscast.
How are you? Go ahead.
The big question is, do the Dems have the vote?
I don't think so, because the American people are not behind this bill. We obviously need some type of insurance reform to make it more affordable. But the American people do not want the 2,700-page bill. They don't like the tactics that have been taking place at the 11th hour. They don't like smoke-filled rooms, and the president smokes, so you ought to stop smoking, so they get around that. But it's just really, it's disheartening to know that we see the American people, many of whom never had the opportunity to get a degree beyond high school, were able to download that huge bill, read it, and understand it. I mean, the American people are very, very smart, and they're not going to stand by and see their rights stripped away by this outrageous health bill.
The president right now, as Jan was just saying, is making a big push, appealed Monday for the Americans' public help in getting his health care overhaul across the finish line in the next 2 weeks. And in the middle of this comes this soap opera surrounding Congressman Eric Massa. What do you make about his accusations that he's the victim of a power play by Democratic leaders who want him out of Congress because he, as a Democrat, is a no vote on health care reform?
I don't know. I've met the man once. It's amazing to see the stories that are coming out. But, you know, we know there's a lot of pressure on Democratic members of Congress to vote for the president's bill. And many of the members of the Democratic caucus look upon this and say, you know, we don't think this bill is good for America, and we respect the president, but he's simply wrong, and we're going to vote against it.
Congressman Manzullo, do you know of any of your colleagues that have perhaps gotten any calls or maybe sweetheart deals like Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson did to get his yes vote?
Well, no. I think it's outrageous that these special deals are cut all over the place. The people of Nebraska are absolutely outraged over Senator Nelson. In fact, he was at a restaurant about a month ago, and people saw him and they started booing him. People just do not like sweetheart deals. They don't like things taking place in the middle of the night. They want Congress to be open, and they want to make sure that what happens to American people is fair. So this is a matter of fairness. And American people say this is not fair. Well, it has nothing to do with this health bill.
It seems like one of the strategies coming from the president is the trust issue. You know, some saying that, you know, confronting party unrest on his left and right, he's calling on his the Democrats to basically trust in areas inherently murky.
Well, you can't run a government based upon trust. You run a government based upon facts. I mean, trust has to do with the personal ability of somebody to perform in a certain situation. Facts depends upon what's going to happen as a matter of certainty. And American people want the latter. They want facts. They don't want a bill dealing with basically 160 economy to be based upon somebody's word. They'll go in there and fix it. That's not the way to run a government, and that's not the way American people plan their lives around the kitchen table and their kitchen table economics. Just to have a president say, well, trust me, we'll get this thing done, that's not sufficient. I'm sorry.
Well, today when Obama spoke, he taunted the GOP, and he said, hey, you guys had 10 years to fix it.
Well, it's interesting. The Republican majority in the House on three separate occasions passed association health plans. This would allow small businesses the opportunity to band together to form massive purchasing pools, which will bring down the price of insurance and also do away in many cases with being unable to get insurance because of pre-existing maladies. That passed the House three different times. It went to the Senate. It failed twice, and the Democrats failed by two votes, and Democrats all lined up against it. The other thing that we did in the House, we passed on two different occasions, H.R. 5, which would transform medical liability insurance so that doctors and hospitals could be able to afford to purchase more medical liability insurance and not have to practice defensive medicine. The Senate refused to bring it up because there weren't 60 votes. So there have been two massive bills that were moved out of the House that the Senate had taken up and passed would have radically transformed the whole health care debate and would have brought down the cost of premiums. So the Republicans did have the opportunity to do that, but the Democrats in the Senate blocked it on each of those votes.
And right now, the president's saying that without massive change, the public will face higher premiums, the government will amass more debt, and tens of millions of Americans won't have any health insurance at all.
Well, if that bill passes, you're going to have the employer mandate. We're going to lose anywhere between 3 and 5 million small business people. It's going to impose a tax on medical devices. I mean, why would you want to tax an x-ray machine or a CAT scan that's being used as a life-saving device? If you tax that machine, that just drives up the cost of health insurance. And, you know, for the life of me, you know, we've got a situation now where the doctors are $200 billion short on Medicare reimbursement, and they want to turn around and they want to cut $500 billion in Medicare payments and then add people to the rolls of Medicaid, which makes it even more offensive for doctors to practice medicine because Medicaid is a far less reimbursement rate than Medicare, which is already too low. I mean, they have no solutions.
Well, in the case that it does get passed, is there any recourse? Is there any way to scale it back or roll it back?
Once you get a monster like this passed and signed into law that impacts 1/6 the economy, forget it. That thing's in there for good because the only way to get rid of it is to have a Senate and a House that has a 2/3 ability to override the president's veto on repealing or withdrawing many of those provisions.